A man who needs no introduction joins us right now. One of his players, A.J. Terrell, drafted by the Falcons last night. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney, kind enough to join us now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Coach, a pleasure as always having you on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope y'all doing well.
Coach, you might not need an introduction, but do you want an introduction? Should we do a little bit more? I apologize. Should we have thought of this?
I'm good.
Well, let's talk about your guy, A.J. Terrell. You talked about him being the Deshaun Watson of the group of defensive backs there at Clemson. You want to talk more about that a little bit, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, I say that from a Clemson perspective. Like, that's kind of how I describe him to the scouts and to, you know, Thomas. You know, that's the best way I can describe him. Again, and what I mean by that is just his mental makeup, his demeanor, how he handles himself, his laser focus on being great, knows what it takes to be great, and he's in love with doing what it takes to be great. And that's the way Deshaun was. He's just always the same guy, you know, great teammate, love to coach, love of preparation. And those are rare intangibles. Those are things that sometimes you just don't really know as a coach until you start coaching a guy. And, you know, you can see the skill set, but it's not always as easy to see that heart set. And, you know, he's if I had to just pick one guy, he was that Deshaun of this group from that standpoint. Just his personality, everything. He's just got that eye of the tiger always. And that's how he attacks everything that he does. I mean, he's a great, great, great person, high character, great family, and really cool, you know. So he's going to hit the ground running. There's no doubt he's going to make the Falcons better the day he walks in the building.
Coach, I think what we sort of talk about the recruitment of guys once they get on campus. You tell them you love them, you tell them how great they are, and then they get on campus. And it doesn't mean berate. It just means, okay, you were a really good high school player. That's why you're here. But now you start on the line with everybody else. You don't know how that's going to work. Even with a kid who was a 7A player of the year, the good news is you know he's got physical ability. But you got to get him on campus, and you got to find out what it is they are and what it is they're willing to do when they look around and realize there are other people quite as talented as me. So now I have to go out and do the work.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, when you know, the kids that we recruit, you know, the NFL guys, they're already getting the best of the best, and they're taking them from programs that where there's a high level of competition as well. You know, for us, you know, the majority of the kids that we go get, I mean, they truly are the superstar, and there's not many guys that can match up with them. And so, you just never know when you make that transition to this level. You know, how are they going to respond to the competitiveness? Everybody is good. Those type of things, and then you take it to the next level. That margin gets even smaller. And so I think the guys who have the right mental makeup and the right mindset, the right approach, the level of preparation. You know, those guys, that's what everybody's looking for. And that's what the Falcons got in AJ. I mean, he's a very detailed player. Obviously, it's easy to see his measurables. You know, there's a guy there with the Falcons named Grady Jarrett. And I, you know, he went in the fifth round because, you know, he didn't have the measurables. He didn't have the, you know, he didn't measure up. But if you cut him open, he's 6'5", 320, and he's going to outwork everybody, you know, around, and that's why he is who he is, and that's just who he's not changed. That's the way he was in high school. That's the way he was in college. That's the way he is with us. AJ's the same way. I mean, he's the same type of guy. They have different personalities, but they have the same. If you cut them open, they got that same drive inside them, and so it's just a great fit. And then it's really cool. You know, it's not because you don't get to pick where you go in the pros. So it's really cool to be able to. You know, see AJ have the opportunity to stay home and his family get a chance to kind of have a front row seat. And obviously, they were close by, you know, watching him here at Clemson, and now to have the opportunity for him to be a Falcon. I mean, it's a really, really neat thing. And just like it was for Grady, you know, Grady coming from Rockdale, Georgia. So excited for AJ. And there's like I said, you know, if they needed a corner to get better, they got better with this guy.
Dabo Swinney with us, Clemson's head coach on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. The old saying is adversity reveals character, and I know that the national championship game didn't go the way you wanted it to go. A.J. Terrell talked about the performance in that game, and he says because of that, there's a chip on his shoulder. So I think that's something else that Falcons fans should be wary of, and not wary of, but proud of the fact that he has the chip on his shoulder.
Everybody talks about the national championship game. When you get in games like that, and you got the best of the best of the best. I mean, listen, you're going to have some bad plays from time to time. I mean, you know, Tom Brady's last pass at the Patriots was a pick. And, I mean, is that what we're going to talk about? Or we're going to talk about all them great ones that he's had? And that's unfortunate that, you know, AJ, first of all, AJ had a good game. We came up against a team that was just a little bit better than us that night. And that's the way it is at a high level of competition. I mean, there was some blue film that was, you know, I don't care. Nobody could have covered. And so you got to give the opponent some credit. But, you know, there's probably a few things that I'm sure he wish he could have done a little better in that one game. But, man, what a career he had. And so there have been a lot of corners out there having a tough time in that night because that was a great team playing at a really high level. But AJ is well prepared. He's had an amazing career. And when you play corner, you got to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, especially in today's world of football, you know, because you can't hardly breathe on a wide out. So without it being a penalty. So he's got the right makeup that it takes. He's got no fear, and he's as polished and as complete a player as we've had come out of here.
Hey, Coach.
That's for sure. I think if he'd have come back, he'd have been probably a top five pick. He's ahead of his curve, and his best football's in front of him.
What's his ability to get up to the line of scrimmage and check on people and actually chuck them off a route?
That's what he does best. He's physical. He's strong. He's long, and he's got great feet. Obviously, he's got great speed. But you know, and that's the thing. He's been prepared for that. He's played the best of the best of the best. He's been in three straight playoffs. He's been in two national championship games. He's played, you know, Jerry Jeudy and Ruggs, and I mean, you just saw a bunch of guys go in the first round, and guys who can go in the second round, and he's seen day in and day out. So he's well prepared for the skill level that he's going to see at the next level, no doubt he'll take advantage of his opportunity.
I was up on your campus this past summer. There was a lot of construction going on. Do you ever look around and go, "Yeah, you're welcome"?
No. I've tried to do my part, that's for sure. But, man, Clemson's great because of so many people. You know, I've enjoyed my journey here, and it's been a wonderful – I mean, I'm going on my 12th year as the head coach. But, hey, man, listen, this is our program is a product of a bunch of great people, from our board, our president, to our AD, our administration, and certainly most importantly – our staff and our players. That's who built this place.
If we would have asked you 12 years ago, look, everybody hopes for success and everybody hopes you get into an incredible groove. It's just not really likely with the competition level out there. But if we would have asked you 12 years ago, hey man, what do you think about 2020? What do you think these 12 years are going to be like? How close would you have been?
I think we came up a little short, to be honest with you. I mean, I like to dream big and go back to my opening press conference. I talked about a lot of the things that we've been able to do, and you know, people kind of thought I was crazy, and maybe I am, but I'm a believer, and you know, I've always walked by faith and by what I believe, and you know, so I felt like we'd have the winningest decade in the history of Clemson football. And we did that. The winningest decade was 87 wins, and I think we had 117, which is the third best in the history of college football. So, but there was a lot of those games that I wish we could have gotten back. A couple of them I think we could have done a better job with. And I still got five seniors who haven't gotten their degree yet, and I got about 15 juniors that still owe me a degree. AJ's one of them. So, you know, there's always room for improvement. But I will say this. I think we've been able to use the game to create a lot of great men that I know are making a huge impact in our society.
Dabo Swinney with us, Clemson's head coach. Talk about the pipeline with the Falcons. Vic Beasley, it worked out for a while. Grady Jarrett, now A.J. Terrell. Obviously, there seems to be a great relationship between what goes on at Clemson and what goes on at Flowery Branch.
Well, I hope so. I think, you know, certainly being close, they get a thorough evaluation of our program. And just like, you know, we get a lot of opportunity to keep up with the Falcons and, you know, what's going on there. We get more about the Falcons and the Panthers than probably, you know, anybody else. You know, it's cool. I think that, you know, Vic had a nice run there, did a lot of great things. I know his time has come up and he's moved on, but I think, you know, Grady is represents, you know, our program well, still there, and they've had other guys that have come through. But I think the fact that, again, they had a front row seat to watching AJ certainly give them the inside scoop on or the inside track on what his potential truly is. So I know they did the homework. I know Thomas is excited about it, and you know, Dan, and they'll take full advantage of his abilities, and the Falcon Nation's going to love him. I mean, he's just going to be a great guy in the community. I mean, just a super person. So really, really excited about everyone down there. It's going to be awesome, and hopefully these Falcons can, you know, get back to the Super Bowl and finish it off here soon.
Hey, Dabo, last thing for you. The pipeline, speaking of that, to the state of Georgia has obviously been a really big thing for you, and I'm sure that once you got the job, you realized that had to be part of it. Can I just ask, when you know, we talk about winning the living room, winning the kitchen table when you go in, and I think it's one of the things that we don't talk enough about, where the parents are actually entrusting an 18-year-old to go spend the next 3 or 4 years and then really be prepared for life. Is that, look, you can be proud of wearing a ring, and we got a ring for this and we got a ring for that, but at the end of the day, when you're in it long enough where people can come back to you, and some of these people have kids, and they tell you, or the wife or the spouse will tell you, hey, I just want to thank you because he is probably the man he is. How important is that to you when you realize that that does start at 17 or 18 years old?
Well, that is the number one thing. There's nothing more important than that, because that's what coaching should be about. You know, to me, it's never about, you know, what's best for the 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old version. It's always about what's best for that 30-year-old version of AJ or whoever, little Johnny. And so, you know, if I can see these guys, we just had a reunion right before all this stuff hit. We had over 200, you know, people show back up for our reunion for my first 11 teams. And it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. We had guys from all over, and some of those guys are on my very first team. They're 34 and 35 now. And so it's all about that. And I told them that when I spoke to them that night, is, you know, the decisions that I make are truly what I believe is best, you know, for them as people. And that's just what we try to recruit people first, players second. We try to focus on people first, football second. And that's just how we go about it. And if that 30, 35-year-old version guy will come and hug my neck, then to me, that's ultimately what we should be judged by, not how many wins we have or trophies we won, but how did we serve the hearts and souls of the young men that we were entrusted with, and did we impact their lives in a very positive way through the game? The great majority of these guys aren't going to play pro football. We are, you know, what is it, like 1.7% of college players play in the NFL. So, you know, college football to me is much more about development of the person, the value and the empowerment that comes through education. And, you know, so that's what it is. It's always been that way for me. And I'm really proud of what we've been able to do, but we got a long way to go and a lot more ahead. And it's exciting. It never gets old to see that transformation in a young person, or to get that call, hey, coach, I'm getting married. Hey, I'm having a baby. You know, whatever it may be, that's special to me.
Coach, we appreciate the insight on A.J. Terrell. Hopefully you're staying safe, and we'll be playing some football in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, thank you, and same to y'all. Y'all stay well.
You do the same. Dabo Swinney, head coach at Clemson, kind enough again to join us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
You know,